Blog Talk Radio.
We the voices behind the faith of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race, rise for justice. The day has come for all our people to stand as one. E ala e, e ala e.
Well, aloha, everybody. We're here on it's early Thursday morning. It's about 1:30 in the morning here in Hawaii, and I just had a sense that it was time to do probably a fairly short show. I'm not sure how well these are going over, if people enjoy listening to them or not, but it's just maybe just give me a chance to talk. And a lot of this stuff, I feel like there's a lot of transformation that's happening right now. And that's what the energies I feel are about. We'll call them the energies there's several things that are going on at once. And one of the things that is happening that I can really clearly see, of course, this is kind of we've talked before about chaotic nodes. So it's kind of like the chaotic node energy that's showing up. And this really has to, there's a lot of just things being thrown up, things being thrown out. I don't know where these are all coming from or why they're all here exactly, but I think that's it's a vast amount of timeline. It's, garbage is not a good word, but the sort of timeline things that have been that needs to be released. And a lot of times it's released or viewed first and then released. We have to see that it's something that we don't need to carry with us anymore. Garbage is not a good name. It's just something that's been served its time, and it's time for it to be taken a look at and let go of. So, you know, there's a lot of things like that are happening right now. And all I can say is that the more that we hold on to it, I know a lot of things that I've had, they're not major, maybe some of them are not major things, but they are definitely things that have been, held things back. But just things that need to be released, and boom, it's like they're gone. So the realization is the first part. And a lot of times there's things that we don't necessarily have to do consciously to release, but to release these things, but we definitely have to see it. So, delicious, wonderful tea tonight. I did listen to parts of the beginning part of Alexander Metters and Laura Legere video. And I think the title of what attracted me to it was that the title is Remaining Neutral Through the Alt-Media Wars. And of course the, that using that word, alt-media wars, that again is a perception. You know, is it a war? Well, why do we have to look at it as a war? You know, it says, these things that come up, it's like looking at the internals. The spiritual growth that we go through. It's, to me, it's not a war. It's not a war of me against myself. It's really, to me, you know, a better word would be reintegration. It's a reintegration. And it's like it's looking at the things that are not integrating with my higher self. But it's not being at war with the higher self. It's looking at integrating with the higher self. So, you know, some of these terms that we use, that's another thing. And a lot of these things, that terms that are being used, and all over the internet, all over this YouTube video says, oh, we're at war with this. This is a war. This is a this. And I know even the Q posts talk about that sometimes. You know, we are at war. Well, yes, and however you want to look at it. But in the end, I'm not looking at this as a war, particularly the internal things. This is not a war against anything. It's about viewing things as they are, viewing things, looking at the perceptions the way that they are, and really just saying, this is not a perception that works for me. This is something that is not working for me in my life. And so, you know, that maybe that's about it. You know, the energies are very, they're very apocalyptic, you know. You know, apocalyptic meaning unveiling. And in essence, it's like, well, there's nothing that can be hidden anymore. Nothing can be hidden, nor they shouldn't be hidden. So a lot of these things that are coming out now are just things that we really need to see for ourselves. And I'm kind of, you know, I don't want to lecture or anything like that. That's kind of like, that's not what this is about. But I have noticed that there's certain things very strongly, there are certain things that I'm here to do. A lot of times it's not to be just, oh, I can just sit back and do nothing and blah, blah, blah. There are things that I'm here to do while I'm in the matrix that I am here to do because I'm in the matrix. I have to follow the matrix pattern. I'm still paying taxes. I'm still going to pay my taxes for the United States. And I know it's part of the matrix, and I know it's maybe it's going to this and going to that and whatever they're going to use it for. Doesn't matter to me. The energy that goes on with any funds that I might send in, either to the U.S. government, so-called government, or to the state of Hawaii, so-called government, the energy that goes in with those are there to dissolve the matrix, and they're also there, they go in to send light into the whole thing. A lot of times that's a lot more valuable than trying to resist doing the payment. For me, I clearly know that for this last year and for this year, it's my mission to actually pay what I am required by the matrix paradigm rules to pay. That's very important for me. I'm not saying this for anybody else. I know that for a lot of people, it's very important for them to not do that. So that's what's going on with that. It's not always about separating, you know, it's not always about separating from the matrix. So, you know, it's like there's a time when it's like we may need to stay in this matrix system, not be a part of it, but separate from it. So, to me, I'm not at war with the matrix. I'm not at war with anybody else. I'm not at war with this. I'm not at war with that. You know, for crying out loud, that's like you're always in conflict with something. You're always in a battle with something. And I'm not in a battle with anything. I'm not here to, you know, to make my life an embattled thing. You know, baloney. You know, there is nothing. There's no resistance whatsoever to whatever is going on right now in my life. No resistance. I am not here to resist what's going on in the governments, in the resistance to the governments, and the things that are going on out there that are being exposed and all this and all that. It is absolutely not mine to be involved in that kind of a thing. So, you know, maybe that's part of what I'm talking about. You know, it's like, it seems like there's such a great paradigm out there that, oh, I've got to fight this and I got to fight that. Or, you know, oh, this person is doing that and so-and-so is saying this. And there is this shooting, and they want to take away guns and all this kind of stuff. That is not mine. None of that is mine. I don't really care what exactly is in the Constitution of the United States. I don't really care what is in the Constitution of the state of Hawaii. It's not my paradigm. Being aligned with every single thing that's going on is not my paradigm. And that might not make any sense to me, to some people, but it's not about making sense. It's about living the way, the path that I am on. And if that means for me paying taxes, that's what I will do. If it means for me not paying taxes, then that's what I would do. If it means for me paying attention to every little single detail that's going on, then that would be for me. But right now, that is not the deal. I post things on the blog that I feel are mine to post, and I feel strongly these are mine to post. There's some days when I post hardly anything. Now, right now, I can tell that I'm really drawn to what's being unveiled by the Q postings. I just feel pulled into it. It's something I can't describe. It's something I can't explain, and I'm not going to try and explain it. But when I see those things, I said, oh, immediately something in me really wants to go in and read it and wants to, oh, this is going on. This is happening. This is being exposed. This is being unveiled. It's all about the unveiling. And I am not invested, you know, to me, unveilings are very, the unveilings of the Q are kind of, you know, pulling me in. And I'm not being, that's why, well, I want to say the title that Alexandra and Laura had on their video, Remaining Neutral, through the alt media, whatever, remaining neutral. You know, it's like, to me, that's a very important part. Remaining neutral is very helpful at this time. And not to judge, and I've talked about that before, not to judge and not to even evaluate sometimes. So some people don't like that, I'm sure. But for me, that's I'm not evaluating any of this stuff that's going on, any of these things that are being exposed, any of these what I perceive as false flags, even that perception of it being a false flag. Shootings here, shootings there, this going on, that going on. It's like it's all perception. And I'm not going to evaluate any single one of them. So, you know, so right now I think the energies are involved with, there's a lot of apocalypse, there's a lot of this going on. And really that's kind of the message for tonight. I think the neutrality, being neutral, and really kind of, I'm not here really not to lecture or anything like that. And to end it when it's time to end it. So with that, that's about all I have to say for tonight, and I'm going to continue to enjoy the tea. I know all is well for the planet. Things are moving along. I'm not going to discuss any of those things that are happening right now. It's a very short message tonight, and with that, we will end with A Ala A, remain in your sovereignty. That's what this song is about. A Ala A, aloha.
The warriors born to live, what the land is she can give, defend our birthright to be free, give our children liberty. Hey, Allah, hey, Allah, hey, Allah, hey, Allah, hey, Allah, hey, Allah, hey, Allah.